Good morning and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. I'm Ron LaRussa. For the next hour, I'll be playing the best rock from all eras. We'll have Phil's pick and a new song by Bon Jovi, which might be a little different than you're used to hearing from him. And we'll start with the Kinks this morning, WMFO.
I met her in a club down in North Soho, where you drink champagne and it tastes like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A, Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a dark brown voice she said hello.
Looking for a sign of life.
Foo Fighters, WMFO, Learn to Fly, and we heard the Kinks with Lola as we started off the top here on a Thursday morning in July here on Rock of Ages. A reminder, we are not broadcasting live, but still pre-recording our programs. We'll be doing that for the next several weeks at least, and hopefully get back into the studio soon, but still enjoying bringing you the best rock from all eras here on the show. And we'll get right into it now. It's time for Phil's Pick. My friend Phil from Watertown is a walking music encyclopedia. A few weeks ago on the show, I was, well, not complaining, let's just say I was observing, that because of changes in radio, there was really no place to find good straight-ahead rock and roll after, say, 2005. So Phil sent me a long list of songs and artists, and it was so good that I decided to feature them on the show, and I'm calling the feature Phil's Pick. Today's selection is a band called Dead String Brothers. I did not know this band, that's why we have Phil to teach us this stuff. They're out of Detroit. They sound a lot like the vintage Rolling Stones. The name of the song is Sacred Heart. It is Phil's Pick for today, Dead String Brothers, WMFO.
Down the street.
You're listening to Tufts Freeform Radio at 91.5 WMFO. The Strokes, WMFO, that's called Last Night. George Harrison from what is really an underrated solo career from a Beatle. George Harrison with What Is Life. And up top, Phil's pick for today, the Dead String Brothers. The song is called Sacred Heart. We do Phil's pick every week, and we'll do so for the next several weeks in the foreseeable future until I run through Phil's list. And that was a good one. Dead String Brothers here, WMFO. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa with you. Thank you very much for joining me today. Up next, a set from artists that rock radio left behind in the mid-80s. I will explain that in just a second. First, a public service announcement. Is it just forgetfulness or Alzheimer's disease? Memory loss, asking repeated questions, trouble using words. When signs like these begin to affect everyday life, they may not be a part of normal aging. They may be signs of Alzheimer's, an incurable progressive illness that robs patients and their families of a lifetime of memories. Only a doctor can evaluate symptoms such as forgetfulness and diagnose Alzheimer's disease. To learn more, you can call toll-free the Alzheimer's Association. The number is 1-888-988-9565. A public service announcement from Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO. Well, the name of the show is Rock of Ages, and the format really is if the album rock many of us grew up listening to was still around today. In the mid-80s, rock radio changed a lot. And it really started to fragment, right? So you had the really hard rock that sort of the format really morphed into. Then there was alt rock, soft rock, and other formats. And when it started to splinter like that, certain bands and certain sounds were left behind. And I can remember the day in the mid-80s when I was working in radio, and a proclamation came down from the consultants who ran the industry that there would be no more horns on rock radio. And suddenly, great bands like Earth, Wind & Fire, Blood, Sweat & Tears, and others were just immediately dropped from the format, and you never heard horns on rock radio again. One of the biggest casualties of that fragmentation was the band Chicago. So I'm going to play a set right now. We'll start it with Chicago, but these are bands featuring horns here, WMFO. We'll be right back.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing.
One of the great bands featuring horns, this is Genesis at WMFO.
We'll be right back.
Well, I'm glad you're listening to Rock of Ages this morning on WMFO. That's Genesis from Abacab. We heard Neutral Milk Hotel, Aeroplane Over the Sea, and Chicago up top, Questions 67 and 68, all three songs prominently featuring horn sections and sounding good. Bon Jovi had recorded a new album. It was all done and scheduled to come out on May 15th, but then it got postponed to the fall due to the coronavirus. And then the George Floyd murder happened and the ensuing protests. You know, artists are not like you and me. They have to react to the world around them. So he went back into the studio and cut this song called American Reckoning. I was moved to write American Reckoning as a witness to history, he said in a statement. I believe the greatest gift of an artist is the ability to use their voice to speak to the issues that move us. The band's and Island Records' net proceeds from the download of the song will support the Bryan Stevenson's Equal Justice Initiative, and that'll go on through December 31st, 2020. So a different kind of sound from Jon Bon Jovi. It's called American Reckoning, WMFO.
America's on fire. There's protests in the street. Her conscience has been looted, and her soul is under siege. Another mother's crying as history repeats. I can't breathe. Goddamn those 8 long minutes, lying face down in cuffs on the ground. Bystanders pleaded for mercy as one cop shoved a kid in the crowd. When did a judge and a jury become a badge and a knee on me? Still alive, shine a light. Still alive, use your voice and you remember me. American Reckoning. I'll never know what it's like to walk a mile in his shoes. And I'll never have to have the talk, so it don't happen to you. 3 little words written across the chest of a 12-year-old who hasn't lived life yet. Am I next? Am I next? Still alive, still alive. Shine a light, stay alive. Use your voice and you remember me. American Reckoning. Moment or movement? Is this the tide or a flood? Is our American reckoning our story written in blood or in love or in peace? Yeah. in our American reckoning.
Playing the best rock from all eras, WMFO.
You don't have to go. Oh, 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 oh.
Led Zepp from Houses of the Holy. And we heard Roxy Music, Love is the Drug, and up top, Bon Jovi, the latest called American Reckoning. It is from an album that will be coming out in the fall, but it is something that he cut after the album was fully completed in response to the events that were going on in the world. And the band's proceeds, as well as Island Records proceeds from the download of that song, will support the Bryan Stevenson Equal Justice Initiative. And that'll go on through the end of the year. And really, really powerful song by Jon Bon Jovi. Up next, one of the great one-hit wonders of the album rock era, right after this.
Hi, this is Shukri Wright, host of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Catch me every Saturday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. on WMFO, TuneIn Radio app, and streaming globally on WMFO.org as I talk about the latest happenings in Boston sports, and as well as across the sports landscape in general. You can catch the show on demand as well on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify.
One-hit wonder is a term that came out of Top 40 radio, right? It refers to a band that had one gigantic hit record and then you never heard from them again. There's that Tom Hanks movie, That Thing You Do, which is a perfect depiction of what it was like to be a one-hit wonder back in the early days of radio. Well, in album rock, there were certain one-hit wonders, too. There were songs that were not necessarily big-selling singles, but they got a ton of airplay anyway. And this is one of them. It's from a band called the Monroes, WMFO.
Tonight, that you could always speak your mind. You work so hard to say what's right. I watch you do it all the time. And when I called you on the phone, you said that I could be the one. But here I'm standing all alone, and you're out lying in the sun. Tell me, am I getting in too deep? Every night I'm talking. Lately I am so confused, I really don't know what to do. Could you be the one I'm thinking of? Could you be the girl I really love? All the people tell me so, but what do all the people know? You know I told you once tonight that you could always speak your mind. So hard.
Right Show. Do you think we both should let it go?
Is it just another game that you and I pretend to play?
Tell me, am I getting in too deep? Every night I'm talking in my sleep. Lately I'm so confused, I really don't know what to do.
Oh yeah, Counting Crows, WMFO, and we heard the Monroes, What Do All the People Know? Well, that's all for me, Ron LaRussa. I hope you enjoyed the show today. I always do. I'll be back next Thursday morning. Until then, have a great weekend, and we'll see you then. Take care.